you're looking for something to soothe your nerves and calm you down, this probably ain't it. This is the Steve Gerber Show.
You've likely noticed that the price of gasoline has jumped over the last few months, dramatically in some places, to north of $3 a gallon for a period of time. Seems to have moderated some now. But pressure on the resource from Venezuela and Iran and elsewhere has pushed the price higher. America continues to put more and more oil onto the world market, which has eased it some. Saudi Arabia promising to do more as well. Dan Perkins joining me, registered investment advisor, 40 years of investment experience in energy assets all over the world. Dan, welcome back.
Good morning. It's always a pleasure to be with you, sir.
So give me an idea of where we are. What's causing this jump in prices? Am I on the right track?
Yes, you are on the right track. And it's an old axiom, supply and demand. If demand increases and supply remains the same or falls, prices will go up. And I think the greatest example, I did a piece last week for Newsmax, which your listeners can go to. It's all about the rig count, RIG, drilling rigs. When OPEC attacked us in November of 2014 by flooding the market with oil, they were trying to do so to put the American frackers out of business. At that point in time, there were 4,000 rigs drilling around the world. 4,000. As of last week, there were 2,000 drilling around the world. Of the 2,000 that were drilling around the world, almost 1,200 were in North America, and out of the 1,200, almost 1,000 were in the United States. So it means the rest of the world had less than 900 rigs drilling. And in Saudi Arabia, they had 118 rigs versus 180 rigs in Canada.
Now, why is that
happening?
Well, go ahead. Why is that? Why so few elsewhere?
Because when they pumped the hell out of the oil in 2014 and 15, and they sold it for less than what it cost them to take it out of the ground, they drained their treasuries. When they drained their treasuries, thinking they could bankrupt the American oil business, and they didn't. They had no money for drilling. They had no money for maintenance. And so the reason why, at one time, about a year ago, Saudi Arabia had 9 rigs drilling. So oil is a depleting asset. If you pump it out of the ground, you better punch a hole somewhere else to see if you could find more of it. Because if you don't, you're going to run out of supply.
So the game was to run the fracking industry into the ground, to take the American renaissance in energy and destroy it by undercutting the price, because they had this belief that if oil dropped below a certain price per barrel, that the Americans could not afford to continue. But what happened was a few American companies went out of business. The others became much stronger and more profitable. And if I'm not mistaken, we have now increased our output by another 1 million barrels a day.
We will be, by the end of this year, the largest producer of oil in the world, over 11 million barrels a day, and we're exporting 2 million barrels a day, and 2 years ago, we could export zero.
Yeah, well, and I just read that last year, 2017, there was this notion that, and we're at about 9 billion barrels a day, that we couldn't get to 10 or 11 billion barrels a day, and yet we've done it. And we continue to expand, and we continue to grow, and now we're exporting, as you point out, Dan. I get tired of people that tell us about peak oil, and we can't do this. We can't. Every time they tell an American they can't, we go out and get it done.
Let me give you another. See, I believe that this skyrocketing prices of oil is Democratic rhetoric. It's not true. But let me give you. Since we're in the summer season, let me give you an example. If you're an average American family, husband and wife and two children, and you decide you want to go somewhere 2 weeks to a resort for a vacation, and you've got a typical American sedan, it's about 20 miles to the gallon. If you take 2 days to drive there and 2 days to drive back, at $3 a gallon fuel, the increase from $3 from $2.50 to $3 round trip is about $40. I suggest to you, Jimmy, that people are not going to change their vacation plans because their round trip gas bill is going to go up $40. In addition, with an economy that's growing and people are making more money and more people have jobs, there's more money in your pocket to spend for crude oil. See, what they're not telling you or reminding you is that in the second term of the Obama administration, gasoline prices were $4.25 a gallon, not $2.69, which is an average.
And run those numbers. If you go back, you're right, it peaked out about 4.25 here in Michigan, higher in some places during the Obama administration. If you go through and you figure how much money that saves the average family at $1 per gallon and then $2 per gallon, and you extrapolate those numbers out, we're talking about a tremendous amount of disposable income that has remained in Americans' pockets because of the decline in price.
And we are not spending our money to import energy like we were doing for 45 years and being dependent for 65% of our energy needs from OPEC. We basically don't need OPEC anymore. When you can ship out 2 million barrels a day, and one of our biggest customers is a country called China. Why? Because they have to import 65% of their energy needs because they can't produce it. And the day that President Trump chose not to certify the Iranian agreement, the next morning, the Asian refineries who had been getting their principal supply of crude oil was from Iran, announced to the world, we're going to look for other sources of supply. And guess who was ready to supply them? We were.
How nice of us. How very giving. Way to be a good neighbor. Dan Perkins with us here. Let me ask you this, Dan. How do we get in a position where we can supply Europe with natural gas? Because as you know, much of Europe runs on natural gas, and much of that comes from Russia. If we could further expand our export of energy to include natural gas, we would take a lot of money out of the pocket of Vladimir Putin and the Russians and further empower America in global dominance of energy, could we not?
Absolutely. And what we're doing, we are building LNG transports. That's how we're getting natural gas, for example, to China, is through our liquefied natural gas. We have made a commitment to the Western European nations who are dependent upon Russia for almost 40% of their energy. We will provide you with crude oil, and we will build the tankers to bring you liquefied natural gas, so that if you want to turn off the spout with Russia, we're going to keep you supplied.
So where do we go from here, Dan? I'm going to give you the last word. Obviously, it's a good time to be American. It's a good time to be in energy. It's good for all of us. The only concern I have are the so-called environmental justice warriors, or whatever that is, that try to destroy. Well, they have these programs now. I mean, Michigan State University offers a program in environmental justice. Good God, help us all. But how do we make sure that it keeps rolling? You got about 20 seconds for the last word.
One of the best ways for you to participate is the oil ETF, which is listed on the New York Stock Exchange, that will allow you to put money in your pocket as the price of energy. I think that energy by the end of the summer, American West Texas Intermediate crude will probably be around $85 a barrel. And depending upon what happens with Iran and the embargoes, could go higher by next spring.
Dan Perkins, greatly appreciate it, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you.